my mind, open my eyes, open my heart to the me inside. Roll me over, Spirit, take me away. Roll me over, Spirit, take me away. Open my mind, open my eyes, open my heart to the me inside. Roll me over, Spirit, take me away. Roll me over, Spirit, take me away. Open my mind, open my eyes, open my heart to the me inside.
Greetings, you beautiful people. It's Karen Tallcat Conley, and I always trust my vibes, baby. I'm third-generation psychic medium and creator of Psychic 101. No-nonsense wisdom, refreshingly real radio. That's me. Yeah, that was Mark Stanton Welch you were just listening to. He makes music for every soul. I recommend singing along to raise your vibe in your morning shower. That's where we all sound best. To see what Mark is up to, his current events, and his music, go to markstantonwelch.com. Now, it's my belief that spirituality is meant to be chaotic, surprising, joyful, and humorous. So, tonight, I'm going to talk about your psychic ability. Yours. You. You're the one. The phone lines will be open throughout the show for, we'll do mini readings, and if you call in for a reading, please choose one question so that I can talk with as many listeners as possible. I especially would like to hear about your own psychic experiences. I'm very willing to answer questions about the development of your own abilities. While you're listening, if you'd like to know a little bit more about me, you can go to www.karentallcatwithak.com. That's on my website, KarenTallcatWithAKConley.com. You'll be able to see how great and wonderful I am and what events are going on, et cetera, my latest adventures. The call-in numbers tonight, if you wish to call in, are 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756, right there on the front page of BBS Radio. So we'll begin with a little chat about psychic ability, and as the desire arises within you to call, just dial in on the toll-free. My teacher Ramtha says, "You were once like matter without form. You are integrated with the supreme intelligence. You are a part of the grand platform of life. Every place you step alters the frequency of that plane. You are loved. You are needed. You are grand and you are cherished. You are the reason for forever. You are indeed the reason for life. Without you, even one of you, life in the universe would never have existed. All beings in the universe, by their presence, play a part in the divine equation. It is unfortunate that many go through life not realizing they are divine, worthwhile, and good, and that everyone literally matters. Because without this knowing and this understanding, it's not likely that one would believe psychic ability is present in everyone. You know, like it'd be a big shock. Because most people think that psychic ability is a gift that only a few people have. That it is not handed out ordinarily and routinely to everyone. But we come to this planet hardwired for inner knowing and guidance. This is our connection, our umbilical cord to Source, and it's here to help us travel all the way back home and to enhance our quality of life while we're on this plane. Ramtha, the Ascended Master, also says, "You have the ability to know everything there is to know. That is what your brain was designed for, so that a God living on a physical plane in a physical body could experience and understand whatever dimension of God he desired, seen through three-dimensional form." Does Ramtha talk good talk or what? I gotta say, interesting, amazing information from him. I offer psychic training myself, and in these sessions, I notice that most students are oh so very deliberate, overly intense, very serious, and so afraid of being wrong. At least that's what they are when they come in. Nobody wants to seem unenlightened, politically incorrect, not cool, or to make a mistake. But once people get past all that social conditioning bull crap, openings occur and like great stuff happens. And I'm very good at helping people get past that. They leave class shaking their heads and saying, "Wow, that blew my mind." I especially enjoy men that come to this class because their wife insisted on it, and clearly by body language, one can see that they are there only to please their wife. Their arms are folded across their chest, and their belts are down below their bellies, and their faces are like stone. So when these men have an experience, which they invariably do, it is most exciting and delightful and joyful. And they walk out looking 10 years younger. Now, one of the benefits of psychic training is learning to let go. Letting go of the need for approval from others and from what others may think about you. That's what happens when you sit in a supportive environment where psychic training is offered by a teacher. And so before I go on any further, let me stop because I have a caller on the line. Hello, who am I speaking with? You're on the air.
Yes, this is Pat.
This is Pat. I'm having a little trouble hearing you, but maybe a little closer to the phone. The volume's a little bit low.
Okay.
Go ahead, Pat.
I was just calling to find out if there was any information on my path.
Your path, your purpose in life?
Uh-huh.
Let me look at this for a second, Pat.
Okay.
This question about your purpose and your path in your life, has this come up recently for you because circumstances and events and people and places and times have changed?
No, not really, no.
And then you've had this question for a long time.
Yes.
First of all, let me say you're in a very good spot because you're asking the question. That in itself is an awareness that puts you ahead of the game in a big way. And I want you to know this is a perfect question for a point I was hoping to make tonight. So there definitely is divine forces at play here. And this may not be the direct answer you're looking for, but please do tune into it.
Okay.
The journey and our pathway, this is a characteristic that a lot of people don't understand. We tend to, particularly when we first start tuning into inner guidance, to look for signs and to look for guidance in sort of a literal way, through things that happen around us, and we also tend to think that our direction will be a linear straight line, you know, from point A to point B, because it has a purpose and a goal, and that's where we're headed, and we'll go from A to B. But the strongest characteristic about your path and your journey in your lifetime on this plane is that it is not in any way linear. It has a bazillion turns and twists and even places where it says back up a bit. Very important to know when you're traveling along your journey and finding your pathway that things change, and they change frequently. And it doesn't mean that your previous guidance that you may have been following is wrong. It's simply what I call a course adjustment. In other words, you had a leading to pursue a certain direction, and then suddenly things seem to fizzle out, and your reaction might be, "Well, that fizzled, so I really was wrong on the first leading." No, not at all. It's simply a course adjustment, all adding up to getting you to point B eventually. So if you expect that, and you sort of go with it and see your path and your journey as an ever-evolving, constantly changing, very fluid happening, that's when you'll do best. Now, when I look at your particular energy path, I see a really big question mark. So that means that you're having a lot of questions and concerns, and you're very uncertain and kind of wobbly, yes?
Yes.
And as far as are you working at this time?
Not much. Some.
Okay. So that's part of what I'm picking up on is the employment issue is big, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you having a physical struggle with a physical situation as well?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
I want to say as well, and I always like to say this, that no psychic is 100%, and anyone that tells you they are, go the other way, because the work doesn't work that way.
Okay.
But what I see with you is that you have not found your exact fit as far as employment goes. I'm talking just regular employment and work. It's not that you haven't had jobs and opportunities. You have. But you haven't found your exact fit. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
And you're still searching. And part of you thinks, you know, hey, at my age, and your age isn't old, but in your mind you think, hey, at my age I should, like, be there already. I should be on a course, and I should be, you know, doing all these things that society suggests you do that look like you're advancing. And it hasn't happened, but that doesn't mean that it won't. Here's what I'd like you to do. I would like you to start journaling if you don't already. Do you have a journal?
No, I don't.
Get a journal and a blank book and a good pen that you like using, and start journaling every day. Sit down and meditate, or pray, or whatever gets you really centered. And then write in that journal ideas that come up to you. After you say to the universe, universe, I need a light bulb idea. I don't know my direction, and I don't know where I'm going. I think that once you settle into a form of employment that is satisfying for you, and I see this coming to you, once you open up and you begin to enthusiastically visualize and picture the perfect job in the perfect location that's just right for you. Once you begin to actively create that, rather than worrying about which way to go, it's going to start moving towards you down through the levels of light, and it's going to come to you as a bit of a surprise, this opportunity. So just remain open and keep looking. As far as, and that's for your employment, but as far as your main goal and your path in life, what you're here for, is that really your question?
Yes.
You are here, Pat, to experience as much as you can, not referring to past experience as you move forward. That's heads up for you from the spirit world directly. You are here to experience a variety of experiences rather than repeating ones that look different but really are the same. It's time for you to really take a strong step forward and decide, I'm going for the whatever, it's time, I'm ready, drop it on me, baby. You're a mother, yes?
Yes.
That part of you has served you well, but now it's time for you to really focus in on what you want and where you're going, your desires, your needs, your hopes, your dreams in this lifetime. And it's coming. It's just a matter of you focusing on it and creating it. There really is no specific thing you have to do here. We all come here for experience, period. And we often think we come here for purpose, like one thing. It really isn't. It's for a multitude of things. You've completed the mama track, and now I see you moving on to a successful employment situation that's very fulfilling and increases your confidence. So start dreaming that dream. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Pat.
Well, thank you.
Stay online. You'll learn a little bit more about how to do it.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So, as I was saying, when I have the teaching sessions, it's very often that people are so serious and overly intense, and nobody wants to seem unenlightened, politically incorrect, or to make a boo-boo. But once people get past that, it's like, wow, that blew my mind. I take delight in that because that's an opening, and it's the beginning. One of the benefits of psychic training is learning to, as I said, let go of the need of approval and what others may think about you. It's that is important because it's the beginning of going inward where the best information lies. The absolute best information, the best guidance, and the only escape route is within you. Nothing is really external. So society's conditioning, it creates roadblocks to the use of intuition. I mean, we unconsciously, mentally file away these subtle messages, you know, from society. I mean, I find that even the word psychic, which simply means of the soul, sets a lot of people on edge. And the definition of the word psychic in society's dictionary is like, it goes like this, psychic. A flim-flam fortune teller, also known as a gypsy rip-off, or one that has X-ray vision and knows who you are and saw what you did. What image comes to your mind when you think of the word psychic? Maybe Whoopi Goldberg in the movie Ghost? or a local psychic who wears purple all the time, has 10 cats, and whose life is a train wreck? Or maybe the amazing Karnak on Johnny Carson. You know, I used to leave my psychic at home, but now I use it on purpose. I rock the word psychic, baby. It promotes discussion. It provokes thought, especially outside the box thought. Outside the box is where the good stuff is. So once again, let me say that if you want to call in for a mini reading, ask about your own psychic experience, or have a question about developing your abilities, just call the toll-free 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. You know, you could say the word psychic is like one of George Carlin's seven words you can't say on TV. Remember that? That stick from back in, I think it was the 70s? He was a brave comedian. And it's like, it's okay to say these words in the metaphysical area. It's okay to say intuitive. It's okay to use the word channel, especially if it is an angel channel. And healer, spiritual healer, better yet. And it seems that tarot cards, angel cards, and astrology are acceptable. Even palm reading passes the censorship ratings. What do you know? So the metaphysical world is not exempt from buzzwords, commercialism, censors, and ratings. Which is one more good reason to develop your abilities the right way so you can tell yourself what, tell yourself, not get it from me or anyone else, but tell yourself what's what, who's who, and what is best for you. Now, to prove that everybody does have psychic ability, listen to these questions. Have you ever known who was on the phone and what they wanted before you answered? Changed your plans based on nothing more than a feeling? Ever come to a complete certain conclusion immediately without knowing all the facts? If so, you just had a psychic moment and your inner guidance system was at work. Gonna pause for the cause for a moment because I got a caller. Hello, you're on the air. Who am I speaking with? Oh? I'm sorry? Who am I speaking with?
This is Muggsy.
Hi, and where are you calling from?
Is this Smallcat?
Yes, Muggsy.
Yes, hi.
Is this Muggsy from Telf?
Yes.
Muggsy. Oh, it's good to hear your voice, my friend. How are you? Muggsy's a friend of mine, everybody. What can I answer for you, my friend?
Well, it's just been chaos the last 2 weeks. What's going on?
Chaos the last 2 weeks in your life?
Yes.
It is, because when I look at your energetic field, it is really completely, you know how if you took a box of objects and you shook them around and then you turned it upside down and then just dumped it out and everything would land every which way? That's what your energy field kind of looks like now. And what's going on with you, and you find this a little bit depressing, don't you, Muggsy?
Yes.
And it's affected you kind of in a almost like a bit of a, it's sort of a downhearted feeling is what I feel for you. But what is going on with this is it is the predecessor or the beginning of, is in chaos, very often is just this. You know, when chaos hits us, we really don't like it. It's uncomfortable. I don't like it myself. I mean, hey, it's no fun often. But the chaotic situations that evolve and seem, yours popped up like all of a sudden like weeds in a beautiful garden because you had a garden growing and all of a sudden these weeds came in like huge, crazy, all over the place.
Yeah, it was awesome. And then all of a sudden it's just like everything that can go wrong has been going wrong.
And I see that your even your work, your working situation has shifted in some way, yes?
Yeah.
And living arrangements as well?
Well, no, I'm still in the same place.
Okay. Because it looks like literally somebody's pulled the rug out from under you and everything is up in the air. And it's up in the air because of opportunity down the road and around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't going to pop up right away. I see this period is going on for a bit of time, not inexhaustibly, and nothing you can't handle. It's just most important that you know this chaos is to get your attention. Get your focus.
We'll do that.
Just pulling your focus in really strong. When we get strong chaos, it means that there's something we're about to discover and something's going to happen. And it is kind of like hello, listen real closely. I mean, because we all start to go to spirit for help when we're in chaos, don't we?
Yes.
So that's kind of part of it, but it's I see a big change for you towards the end of the summer, Muggsy.
Okay.
It involves everything, work, personal life. It may well involve, you know, where you live as well. Not you leaving New Mexico particularly, but perhaps the home you're living in changing. I also see, wow, this is interesting, for what it's worth, Muggsy, and run it past your own inner guidance, because I know you know how. But
right.
I also see a sum of money coming in an unexpected way. You know, it's not like a gazillion dollars like the lotto, but it is a nice sum of money coming from left field. And that's coming in, it looks like it's coming in about a six-week mark. I also see a situation relationship-wise that has been unresolved and sort of hanging around for a while, this coming to a complete close in a circle, you know, the understanding of it being completely there. And
you probably know what that one is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I see that resolution firmly in place in the near future,
right.
Which is good. I also get the feeling, Muggsy, that there's a talent within you. It's like a latent, hidden, dormant talent within you that is going to rise up to the surface during this chaotic period. This is an ability, a talent, like a gift.
Mm-hmm.
It feels kind of artistic, kind of creative. I'm not just sure how that is rooted, you know, through energetically wise, but this
right.
has been with you for a long time, and it's been kind of below the surface.
Yeah, I guess that, you know, I enjoy writing really on a certain time.
Now, Muggsy, have you submitted anything as far as your writing? Have you made a submission to a magazine or anything like that?
Not recently.
Please do. Give that a try. Choose your magazine and your article through meditation, you know, with guidance assisting you.
Right.
And go ahead and send something in. And it looks like the proper forum for what you're going to write is something that is a metaphysical publication or a health-based publication, you know, along the lines of your work, massage and healing. And it is a personal story, partly combined with advice, sort of, you know. It's a personal story combined with advice that really is going to hit home with people in general. And it's going to make you very happy to see your words in print, my friend. Even if there's not money involved in it getting printed, you're still published once they put your words in print.
Right.
So keep an eye out for that. And fear not this chaos. Poke around in it. Explore it. Don't be afraid to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid to look at what's beyond it and potentials around it. You know, when things fall out from under you, it means there's something else right down the road. And really hold on to that. It's not without purposeful good.
Right. Usually when something like that happens, I start looking, you know, okay, what's coming?
Yeah, what's coming? And it is. And it's coming almost like a freight train. So it won't be a long, chaotic period that you're looking at. Isn't that good?
Well, awesome. Thank you so much, Paul.
Oh, Muggsy, it's good to hear your voice, my friend. Take good care.
Okay.
Okay, bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
So, where was I in my great, great knowing and observations here? Let's see. yes, we were speaking of, you know, the traditional societal ideas about the word psychic and all of the intuition being like woo-woo and wacko and all of that stuff. Not only does, you know, the general population seem to feel this way, but many traditional religions feel that, you know, psychic stuff is harmful, might come from an evil or sinful source. You know, some religious leaders simply fear that psychic exploration could lead, you know, your soul astray. And sometimes, in all sincerity, these leaders try to protect their followers from what seems to be unknown. But I say, fear the unknown. Sorry, I said that wrong. Fear the known, because if the known is all you have got to work with, you're in trouble. The unknown is where the good stuff is, just like Muggsy's call about the chaos and the unknown and what's what. That's when life is happening to you. Do I hear a call? Hello, this is Callcat. You're on the air.
Good afternoon.
I can barely hear you. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jay.
Hi. What can I do for you? Where are you calling from, first of all?
California.
California. Yay. Beautiful state. What can I do for you?
Well, the lady before me got me really wanting to call because I'm kind of in a similar situation. I was working, enjoying it, and then I got hurt and I've been off and I've discovered a whole other artistic field that I'm just loving, and I'm wondering if I'm going to be able to stay with this and not have to go back to a 9-to-5.
Oh, that's so beautiful that you called. I'm so glad you did, because that's the universe connecting the dots for everybody, you know? That's one of the great things about intuitive people. You know, we realize, because we use our intuition, that we're never really alone. We're all in this together. You know, there Muggsy is in New Mexico, and you're in California, and you guys have a cohesive kind of thing happening. Beautiful. Lovely. So, yes, your untimely, seemingly untimely exit from your working world, the standard traditional work that you did, which it was standard and traditional, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Actually, that work had become very confining to you and not so satisfying. It was productive, it was stable, it provided your income, all that was good, and you're very easy to get along with. You didn't have issues with coworkers, but it was on some level getting stale, yes?
Very.
Sort of like I've been there, done that already. Nothing new's happening. Well, the universe...
Go ahead.
Okay. The universe knew this. The universe often is aware of our thoughts and hears us speak, etc. And what happened was the universe set up a situation for you to make an exit, to get out the door. You wouldn't have gotten out the door any other way.
Mm-hmm.
You would still be there without this situation is what I see.
Mm-hmm.
So you could almost call it a karmic situation. Was it an injury that happened?
Yep.
Okay. So this injury almost has a karmic feel to it and a very positive ultimate outcome.
Yes.
Not pleasant, of course, at the time, but a positive outcome. And here's why. It's a wake-up call. It was like, ring, ring, hello. I heard what you said, and now here's your opportunity. It was a reprieve. It was a sabbatical offered to you for you to explore.
Yes.
And wisely and wonderfully, you grabbed onto it. Because everything else that you knew and were comfortable of, your everyday routine, fell away out of your hands like water through a sieve.
Totally.
So this job that you did, I really see this as not necessarily you going back there. That may seem frightening to you.
No,
but
it's fine. As long as I can make a living otherwise.
And you definitely can, because your gift, your creative gift, truly is a talent within you. And you know, the truth is, we're meant to have very often more than one career shot in life. You know, the typical teaching is that we should stay with one job and, you know, have a 401k or an IRA or whatever, and, you know, life insurance, and look for the future and ensure your you know, life insurance and ensuring your death. I mean, wow. I mean, retirement looms over all of us fearfully, and it has really affected our whole outlook on adventure and really living this life fully. It's unfortunate. It's overplayed and overdone. So you're in a place of wake up, and a lot of people are right now having experiences just like yours.
Yeah.
Because people want to be happy. People want to find fulfilling work. This creative work that you do is something you could do at home, from what I can see.
Yes.
And you might eventually at some point want to actually move into an office, but build up the business a little bit first. My suggestion from Spirit World to you, and I think you've already been there, is to figure out and start playing with this, you know, like you're molding something out of clay. Start dreaming the dream of how this could be if it was a perfect world and you weren't afraid and there was nothing to worry about. How would you set this up to work? And what I see is you're going to get a couple of ideas at least. And almost like they look like plans of architecture on paper. you know, write them down. Describe them fully. See how they feel to you. Do they make your soul sing? Does it make your heart thump a little faster, these dreams? And go toward that, because there's no doubt in my mind that you can make a living doing what you're doing, and that you might very well make a brave decision to not return to that job anyway, simply to try something different.
Because I was an art teacher in public school, I could teach at home, have one or two students, that kind of thing in my backyard.
Yes.
Besides make my product of silk. I'm trying to do medicine shields, and it's called Wear Your Prayers. And so it's like people's intentions, we're painting them, and then you look at it every day, all day.
Beautiful. That's very powerful, the symbolism of your intention. You're really onto something. I want to encourage you with this. And it's going to morph into a couple of different ideas as well. This is like just the beginning.
Okay.
The symbolism of your intention is how the universe actually, God, Source, Creator, Universe, the Big Kahuna, actually waits all the time for our attention to turn to Creator. And once it turns to Creator, that world understands pictures actually better than words.
Yes, yes.
The form of pictures. So this artistic symbolism, these drawings, is very effective in manifestation. I suggest that you make a card of your own dream and look at it frequently, just like the paintings you put on the people's bodies.
Yes, I have, yes.
Wonderful. You're on your way to manifesting big time. It's huge what
you
you're
just
doing.
Paint
and
it
also,
on like a flat. Okay.
This looks like something the women's groups would absolutely love.
I am thinking of doing a women's group as well.
I'm thinking a women's group and even a group that is man and wife, couples. Man, woman, woman, but couples.
Ah, I don't have much experience with that, but
just something to turn around in your head. Let it marinate a bit.
Sure. I was thinking women's groups and co-ed groups and teenager groups.
Oh, there's no end to who you could do it with. And also, a suggestion that is coming, popping into my head, is that you get a notebook and begin to draw some symbolism in the notebook, creatively paint it or however you want to use, but lots of color in it. And I see this becoming, this is something you could put together in the form of a textbook to teach other people how to do it. Also, the suggestion of, this is left field, but in addition to using the symbolism and painting it on the exterior, the idea of writing with your left hand on a piece of paper rather than your right.
I've tried that. I also have a book I'm kind of thinking of writing. Is that a plan?
Yeah, the book's in the future. Your book's on the timeline. It definitely is on the timeline for you to do a book. And I wouldn't be surprised if it begins with what you're doing right now.
I've got some chapters already done.
Good girl. Keep going.
About love addiction.
You're really in a good, beautiful spot. I'm so glad you called.
Well, you know, I had to just hit the bottom of the barrel myself and pull myself up. And I just want to write about that experience because I think a lot of women fall into this love addiction thing.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. So you're on a good path. The chaos is leading you where you're meant to go. Thanks for calling.
Chaos to creation. Well, thank you.
Chaos to creation. There
you
go. Good title.
Carolyn Evers is doing that book. She's already done that one, Carolyn Evers.
Okay. Thank you very much, my
friend. Thank you so much. Thank you for BBC, PBS, too.
PBS is the bomb.
I know. I just discovered it since
it's
I've been
great.
Home.
It's great. Stay with it. It's a beautiful station.
Thank you. Blessed be, sister.
Yes. Take care. Okay, so that was good. I like the little matching up thing with a chaos theme. That's good. So as I was saying, it's the unknown is not to be feared. Because if we continue to work with a known, we only get the same result. We don't get new results. So the unknown, the chaos, the uproar is really the most productive, even though it is uncomfortable. Actually, being uncomfortable means you're in a really good spot for progress. So if you can look at it like that, it's really helpful. Our souls really are here to gain as much wisdom and experience as they can, to add balance to the overall soul experience from many incarnations. And fear is simply not knowing. Once you know, you're not afraid. I think I have a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello. Yes.
Enjoying your show.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Gayla.
And where are you calling from, Gayla?
From Tennessee.
Nice, Tennessee. That's a pretty state, too.
Yeah, it is.
What's
I'm up
question?
Here in the Smoky Mountains. Well, I wanted to know what your guides can tap into mine and tell me. I really want to go back home to Kansas to be around my father. He's elderly and his health is failing me now. And I just feel it's time to go back home. But I have a property here that I bought 3 years ago for my business, and I just can't make a go of it here. So just wondering what maybe you could, what input you can give me and what you feel.
Well, Gayla, your heart is really, where is your father again?
Kansas, where I was born and raised.
Kansas.
I found a place. It's ideal for me because I'm in the pet industry. It's only 5 miles from him. What's the odds of that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, girlfriend, your heart is back there.
It is,
heart
isn't
is
it?
In Kansas, really.
Yeah.
And your father's impending transition, you really want to not just be there for that, you really want to stay there afterwards, don't you?
Yeah.
And everything in you is leading you towards that. The only obstacle you have is the, if I understand you correctly, is probably letting this property and this endeavor that you had here, letting it go.
It's not, yeah.
And is the problem selling it?
Well, I haven't put it on the market yet. I just kind of come to this determination in the last week that this is what I really want to do. It's what I have to do.
Everything about what you want to do, when I look at your energy field, just rings bells like crazy. You know, you're really tuning into the authentic you, and you're really receiving real accurate guidance as to where you should be. I want to say that there's also reasons beyond the ones that you're speaking of about why you should be back in Kansas, and that will unfold once you get there.
Oh, really?
Yes,
okay.
there's more to it, and okay. it's good stuff. As far as unloading and cutting ties from where you are here, one reason that didn't work is this change was upcoming.
The what is?
The change that's upcoming.
Yeah.
It's actually the universe kind of looking out for you, because if you were very involved in your business endeavor, et cetera, here, it might be a little harder for you to hear the call to go back to Kansas.
Right.
The timing of it, your father's impending, wonderful, beautiful transition, which will be beautiful, by the way.
How soon do you think I should get this all in the moving forward motion?
Well, first of all, deliberately create with your intention and through your dreaming and your thinking and your talking and your prayers. Only speak of the positive aspects of you immediately selling your business and everything going smoothly and effortlessly and clearly and leading you back home quickly. In fact, the feeling I get is you could probably easily go right up to Kansas as soon as possible and stay there for a while. Here's why.
Okay.
If you do, the perspective and the distance will really help you to see things even more clearly.
Yeah.
And then it's just a matter, when you're clear like that, of creating the happening of the business being sold and the loose ends being tied up and you being free to take all your belongings and start a new adventure.
Right.
So is it possible for you to make a trip up to Kansas in the near future?
No. This will all have to be done over the phone. I have animals.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I have little bitty teacups and stuff, and I can't leave them.
Okay.
When I go, they go.
I understand that. When you go, it has to be the big move.
It's the whole big move.
Yes, okay. Well, since you can't get physical distance, I suggest that you, at least not at this time, I suggest getting in a meditation mode, you know, by yourself, get real centered, get real grounded, and begin to focus on this dream of going back home, because you really want to go back home, and the time is so right.
All of your
feelings are leading you that way.
Well, I think, too, you know, a prime indicator to me is that if I'm not making it here, universe must want me to do something different.
Exactly, exactly. Things like that happen for a reason.
Absolutely.
You know,
and the 3 years that I have been here, even though I got this house really, really cheap,
Well, there was purposeful good in that experience. None of it is wasted.
I agree.
And so it is all cool and it's all good, but this pull back home and the fact that your business is not taking off is just, you know, is absolutely showing you the direction. It's like signposts on the road.
And somehow I feel that when I start my business at this new location, I'll do pretty good up there.
You will, because you're in the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you want to be. It'll be a whole different thing. And that's part of what I was speaking of. When you get to Kansas, things are going to unfold beyond what you see now.
It'll so in business and
really
on the whole ball of wax.
Yes.
Okay.
You're
going to
be okay, girl.
Okay. Thank you very much,
Go
dear.
For it, baby.
Okay.
Go for it.
Bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so as we were saying, where were we back here in our great pontificating discussion of psychic ability? You are psychic by design, and this inner guidance system is present with you from birth till death to protect and guide us safely home. That's exactly what's going on with Gayla. She's being led with her inner guidance system, her inner knowing, and your inner knowing taps into your feelings quite a bit, too. Your feelings tell you that what your feelings are, in many ways, your inner guidance system. So the level of your psychic knowing varies to some degree based on your overall evolution and the intentions of your soul. You know, some people like me are here to, be public, and other people use their ability in a more private way. And so an individual might have one single psychic moment of knowing in their whole life. But that moment most likely would be of critical importance one way or the other. That's the way psychic ability and intuition works. It's very fluid. It's one size doesn't fit all. It's very individual. And tuning into that ability cuts away the confusion and the illusions that leave you feeling isolated and confused, like when you're in the middle of chaos. It's really important to tune into your inner knowing, what's inside you rather than what you see on the outside and what is happening around you, the people, the places, the times and events around you. It's more important to go within and follow that leading, because that will get you through quicker, faster, and better. And using that sixth sense brings a sense of confidence, security, and courage, too, more than those in the five sensory world have. Just the fact that using your sixth sense and your guidance system will relieve you of your worry should be enough to get you started. Right? Makes sense to me. Now, intuitive developed individuals base their decisions, habits, and behaviors on what they feel and they know from the inside rather than from what they're told on the outside. And I have a caller. Hello, you're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, hi, Karen. My name is Kylie.
Hi, Kylie. Where are you calling from first?
I'm calling from New York. Actually, I spoke to you much earlier this year, at the very beginning of March.
Oh, good. How can I help you?
I had a couple of questions. The first one was...
one, if you would. Pick the most important one.
Okay. All right. You told me that I may meet somebody at the beginning of June.
Yes.
And I actually met someone at the end of June, and I'm just wondering if he is the person that you saw.
Well, that's very interesting, isn't it? Did you meet him at a networking event?
No, I didn't.
Did you meet him within a group setting in some way?
No? No, I didn't.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Hold on a second, because I'm focusing in. Do you have doubts about whether or not this is the right man? Is that why you're asking me the questions? Are you doubting the ultimate outcome of this relationship?
Well, both. He kind of puts himself across as someone who's not looking for a relationship or a commitment or anything that's long-term.
Okay,
so
that's what I'm getting at. The feeling I have around his energy and your energy is it's not a total connect. And I also feel, for what it's worth, and of course, use your own intuition and pay attention and observe what you see. But I have the feeling he's not totally forthcoming about who he is, what he wants, and where he's coming from. Does that resonate with you?
Maybe. I'm not really quite sure.
Okay. You're not sure yet. Just keep an eye out for that. Don't draw any conclusions. just let this play out for a little while longer, and you're going to know very distinctly, I see this clearly, there's a potential event coming up that will let you know yes or no very clearly for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But be aware and pay attention as you go along day to day. Just enjoy what it is in the moment, but be aware. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, Kylie.
Okay, so you
I wish you the best.
Give me an idea what's going on there.
Well, I don't want to do that because Spirit wants you to use your skills to tune in.
I'm sorry, just repeat that.
Spirit's given you an idea to heads up and watch his behavior, his conversation, make sure that things match up or don't, and you're going to know. You're going to get a, here's the word, gut feeling, yes or no, very quickly.
Okay. Within what time frame?
Oh, it looks a time frame. I don't have an exact time frame, but the better you tune in, the faster it's going to come. It largely depends on you.
Uh-huh.
This is a good practice for you to practice listening and going inward and being very observant.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
So that's another point, that when these situations come up where we're very uncertain, it forces us, almost every call has been like this, chaos and uncertainty, forces us to go deeply inward and to dig in to our inward guidance that we come hardwired for into this planet. It forces us to rely on it. Very often the first psychic experience people have is when they have no psychological or intellectual way of dealing with what's going on in their lives. So almost inadvertently, they tune into the invisible, and they begin to just know. It may be subtle or it may be real clear, but that's proof that the inner knowing is within you. It may not be real evident to you day to day, but it is absolutely there. It comes to simply choosing to activate this ability and to act on your vibe so you can trust your vibes. You know, practice, train with it in your everyday life so that you can learn to count on it and really trust it deeply. Now, I've visited other dimensions. I've communicated with beings from other universes, and I have seen the other side of life, the afterlife. The only thing stopping you from having the experiences I have had is your inability to allow, to surrender, or to support yourself through doubt. And when you can do that, you will pass by all self-imposed limitations, and you'll be able to have the experiences that I have had. Those are our divine rights and our true full abilities. That's the beginning of it. So just the decision to begin using your inner knowing opens you to receive. And then you must, but you must first absolutely get it that you are intuitive and psychic, even if the ability seems dormant within you at the moment. I see I have a caller. Hello, you're on the air. Who am I speaking with? Hello?
Hello?
Hi. I think.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, let me turn this off. I'm listening
okay.
to you on the radio.
Thank you.
My name is Eileen.
Okay, Eileen.
And I'm in Miami.
Okay.
So I was thinking maybe you could help me with this. I'm an artist, a full-fledged artist since I'm like 12 or 8 years old. And I also have a women's group that's been happening in my home for the past 20 months.
Very good.
And it's been outrageously fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Because we never know who's going to show up as far as what the conversation is going to be about, whether it's spiritual talk or Akashic records or psychic readings or runes or tarot or whatever's going on at the moment. People volunteer of their services. But I'm a professional painter. I'm an artist. And I've been painting the garden since
yeah.
I can remember. And I had at one point connected with my spirit guide, and his name was Nimpa. He was a Tibetan master, and he was teaching me about the earth. He was connecting me to the earth, which is what I do. But I had a meditation on the beach, and this time I saw Ashtar.
Uh-huh.
And he was teaching me, he came now to teach me about the light.
The light.
So what I wanted to know is, yeah, the light. So what I wanted to know is if you saw my artwork changing.
Can I see your artwork? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, well, yeah, you can see my artwork, but can you see, like...
Are you asking how it's going to develop and
yeah.
forward? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I actually can see an outline of what your work is like. And, you know, of course I'm not an art critic or well-versed.
No, I don't care about any of that. I'm just thinking.
I know you don't, but I'm just saying for as an ordinary observer, it's very beautiful. And it's very, it is very lifelike, and it seems to have, it really captures things on the canvas. And this talent of yours is, are you making money selling your art yet?
Oh, I've been professional. I've been making money for the past 40 years. God sends me that all the time.
Yes, because, and have you had a few showings and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I've been winning awards, and I have tons of ribbons, and I've been on television and radio, and I do art shows. I travel around the world. I have my art. I'm self-published, so I'm in hotels and hospitals and resorts, and yeah, I've been really blessed with this, and I knew that this was in the past when I was about 16. I put out a prayer of God, and I said, I want to be where it's available for the public to see in hospitals and resorts and hotels. I want to be available to everybody. And
good.
So I made a card company, and I have cards that are $2, and actually they're $3 now, so everybody can buy. And I have a website for about 15 years, and I get orders
great.
From all over. But I was just thinking on the terms of visual aid, do you see it changing?
Yes. I was just getting ready to say I see a definite shift not the caliber of your work, obviously, because the gift is there to stay for this whole lifetime. You've had it in another lifetime as well. But the what I see about this work is it transitioning. And there's an element to this new phase of yours, and it is a beautiful phase, that is deeply spiritual. And these paintings, this artwork, has an ability to, through the visual, through the observation of it, to affect and move the person, soul and spirit. And
yeah.
it is something that you are going to, and I'm not big on the word channel, you might know, but it is something that is going to come through you all in one piece, as if you're channeling it. Absolutely an exciting new adventure.
Yeah, because, you know, I can do what I do really well at this point.
This is a gift, an offering to people that has healing in it.
Yeah, but hasn't it been doing that for all these years? Because I've always felt that that's what the message
has
been. Oh, yes,
absolutely you're doing it. This is just a twist. A new twist is coming up.
A new twist, okay.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
is it
Look
still
going to
be...
It.
I am looking forward to it, but my observation of it is, see, I have to draw detail. I'm all about detail because, you know, God's in the detail of this planet. It's like, it's so beautiful. And I can't envision myself just painting etheric colors because that's not my purpose.
Well, let it evolve and let it come to you because I see that you're going to be having a couple of real vivid dreams that are going to explain to you what's up the road for you.
I've been dreaming a lot about American Indians, too, and
I
horses.
Think that's part of it. Stay tuned into the dream life, very much so. Thank you for calling. I have to go. They tell me I'm getting low on time.
Okay, thank you very much.
And I wish you the best.
God bless.
Well, guys, it looks like we're coming up on the ending of the show for tonight. So that's all for now. I'll be seeing you next time on July 28th. That's Monday, July 28th, 6 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. A couple of little notes here. I have a couple of upcoming appearances here in Arizona, if you're in the area. Friday the 18th, Psychic 101 at Wings of Light, 6 to 8:30. Saturday the 19th, 10 to 4 p.m., I'll be at Torreon for Wild Fest, baby. I think I love you. Wild Fest is great. It's got all kinds of fun outdoor family events going on, and I'll be doing mini pet readings. Yes, I do speak telepathically with pets. Isn't that fun? So this has been Psychic 101, No Nonsense Wisdom, Refreshingly Real Radio. To connect with Tall Cat, you can go to www.karentallcatwithakconley.com. To schedule a reading, call Mr. Dot Tallcat at 813-928-3105 or email mrtallcat@gmail.com. So I'm sending you off with some music, and I suggest moving and grooving while you listen because you'll feel great. And I say, in final words, always trust your vibes, baby. Bye.
Down through my body, all around my soul. Spirit, spirit, make me whole. I wanna be flowing, I wanna be free. I wanna be living in truth of me. Down through my body, all around my soul. Spirit, spirit, make me whole. I wanna be flowing, I wanna be free. I wanna be living in truth of me. Down through my body, all around my soul. Spirit, spirit, make me whole. I wanna be flowing, I wanna be free. I wanna be living in truth of me. Down through my body, all around my soul. Spirit, spirit, make me whole. I wanna be flowing, I wanna be free. I wanna be living in truth of me.
Roll me over, Spirit, take me away. Roll me over, Spirit, take me away. Open my mind, open my eyes, open my heart to the me inside.
Body all around my soul.
Roll me over, Spirit.